Hello, everybody. Welcome back to When Reality Hits with Jackson Brittany. We're happy to have you here again with us today.
Hey, guys. Happy Thursday.
It's been a really fun week. We got to do a lot of fun stuff. We got to celebrate Sheena's birthday, and it was a fun day at the pool party. We're going to get into all that. But, of course, first off, we have to talk about the newest episode of Vanderpump Rules, because let's be real, everybody's talking about it. And I just think it's crazy that the party that we've been mentioning for all these weeks is finally being talked about on the show. Was it Memorial Day or Labor Day? I can't remember
if it was Memorial or Labor Day. I know we recapped this.
Labor Day.
It was Labor Day.
Yeah.
Okay. I know we recapped this a little bit, and Lala kind of touched base on it too because she was there with us.
Yeah. We were all at our friend Elaine and Will's house.
Yeah. Just to recap all that, like I was literally, that's the first time I've seen Tom Sandoval, like I said, in about a year and a half. And we were talking for about 15 minutes. I can only stand next to him for so long because he reeks of cigarettes. But we were literally talking, and like when you talk to Tom Sandoval, he only wants to talk about himself. So it's like he never asked me about, like, hey, how's your family doing? By the way, I have a kid. Like, he just never really asked me about anything like that, which is fine. I didn't, you know, I'm just kind of getting into details right now. But, you know, he was there for a very long, we talked for about 15 minutes. And then he was getting the text messages from Ariana about that. And
about how, if you guys didn't watch the episode, her grandmother passed away. And Tom and Raquel were both at a party that we were at in, at our friend Will and Elaine's house. And it was a whole big thing. Tom Sandoval comes to the party later on. Raquel was already there, so they didn't arrive together or anything like that. But she was there, and Tom was getting the messages, and he told us that Ariana's grandmother had died. And we were kind of being like, well, why is he not with Ariana? And on the show that just had, the episode that just came out, it was really sad to see, because Ariana was kind of like having to take up for him, and she felt like she was kind of like being tossed in the middle of things. Ugh. And that she didn't think it was a big deal. But we have to remember, she didn't know what was going on. You know, she didn't know that he was having this affair behind her back the whole time. But we were there, and we're just gonna say Tom could have definitely got a Uber.
Okay,
there were so many other people coming and going the entire day, so there's absolutely no way that he was not able to get an Uber home.
There was Will, the guy's house we were at, there's literally, he lives in a cul-de-sac. Ubers were dropping off all
day.
They were there.
Day.
There was no reason or no excuse for that. And like I said, if you're with somebody for, what do you say, 10 plus years, I don't know, if you had a hangnail and said, Jax, I need you to come home, I don't feel good, I'd walk home. I'd hitchhike home. So the fact that her grandmother passed away and you're kind of on the fence of, are you going to go home or not? I mean, you shouldn't even be in this relationship if you're questioning stuff like this.
Yeah, and it was just sad to see, but it was crazy that this party, because we talked about it on Watch Happens Live, we talked about it on the podcast before, it was like kind of crazy to see that it actually was coming up and being talked about. And I don't know, it just makes me so sad having to watch all that.
Yeah, it was, you know, just, we watched it this morning. So I just feel bad for her. I just feel like there's so much, God, the lying and the deceiving and deceitfulness. It's just.
Yeah. And one other thing that we have to talk about that happened with the episode was how cringy it was to see Raquel going up to Ariana at Sir, or wherever they were, saying that they were talking about having dry spells and like all that stuff. It was almost like Raquel was like trying to like inch at her to break up with Tom or something. It was so strange and so cringy to see.
That's exactly what it looked like. If you were to sum up that scene, she was basically going to Ariana trying to get her to break up with Tom.
Being I wasn't attracted to James for 2 years before. Like, I just wasn't attracted to him anymore. Like, kind of talking like that to Ariana. And it just like, oh, it just like boils my blood to see it. How cringy of her to even talk about sex and stuff with Ariana whenever she was doing that behind her back. She knew that she was having sex with Tom.
Right.
Behind her back, and they were talking about a dry spell. Like, that for me is, like, what kind of human being can do that? It takes somebody, like, I don't know what they were thinking.
You're at her party, Ariana's party. Then you're going up to her and confronting her. And can we just get in? I'm just going to piggyback off that, how she confronted Katie's mom.
Yeah. And by the way, we love Terry Maloney. She is like one of the sweetest sweethearts in the whole wide world.
We just saw her last week.
And you cannot be like disrespectful to somebody's mother. I'm surprised that Katie did not just like bitch slap her in that moment, because if somebody was rude to my mom, rolling her eyes and just like kind of like shooing her away, basically. Her? Yeah, dismissing her. Oh, gosh, that would boil me up. But Katie was, like, standing her ground. I was, like, really proud of her.
She was definitely seeing red.
Yeah.
For sure. She was on attack mode. I'm shocked at that she didn't just go out and, like,
Yeah. And, of course,
Raquel,
this is
just being so all high and mighty and so, like, so tone deaf.
Yes.
So just unaware. Like, I just got to know. There's got to be something wrong.
I mean, it's just insane. I don't see how people can do that and go up to people and talk about certain situations like that and not have any remorse or any feelings about it. Like, I would not be able to do that. I can't even – no. There's no possible way.
I understand that they are going through a divorce. I get that. But, like, you know
– just got to have respect. And there was absolutely no respect with what they were doing, you know, whatsoever.
The ink's not even dry. I don't even think the papers are even signed.
They definitely weren't
yet.
During this time.
So
during that time.
You know, I don't know. But then again, like, everybody, this group is so weird. You know, like, everybody does really screwed up things. And it was just watching it from the outside now, you know, not being there, it's just cringeworthy. And I'm just looking back on myself and when I've been through these situations, like, God, what a scumbag I was. To when I did some of these kind of things.
Yeah.
Like, what a piece of shit.
Hopefully they're looking back and realizing how much of a piece of shit they were being too.
Yeah.
Because it's just so hard and so cringy to see. And I don't like that Sandoval was almost like trying to play a victim a little bit. Trying to lead up of why he's doing this behind Ariana's back. Like, almost like they...
Oh, he knows it's coming.
Yeah, he probably knows it's coming.
He's trying to justify all his actions. You can clearly see he knows it's coming.
Yeah.
He knows. And and trying to back all this up and poor me and playing the victim and then kind of deflecting. Like, he's a token deflector.
Yeah.
He's a token, let's bring up everybody else's problems and not my own. He's been like that ever since on the show. He never, ever talks about his issues. He always goes on to somebody else's. That's Sandoval in a nutshell.
Yes. I was shocked that he was even bringing it up on camera because I feel like Tom would never, like, want to fight or talk about his issues on camera. We always used to get so mad filming. Like, you got to be real and show, like, you're real. Like, what's going on? And he always, like, tried to shy away from that. But now that he has having this whole affair, I feel like he was trying to, like, put things on Ariana like it was her fault. And I felt so bad because Ariana was just like, I just want to spend time together. Like, he's just was gone all the time. That's not her fault, you know?
Did you see the last episode when he goes to Schwartz, I'm working so hard on our love. Like, I get up in the morning and I get her lattes.
Yeah, and then he said
that's
something
working
about
on your love.
He said something about putting batteries and pins in the drawer. He's like, and I do that. Put batteries and pins
He's
in
like,
the drawer.
I work like, so hard. I put stuff in the drunk drawer and I get her lattes. Like, dude, are you? I mean,
she just wants you to be present. That was all she wanted.
God, they both need help. Both need some serious help. Like, that's great. I'm working on our love. The dude can't
You're
stay
talking
home.
About Raquel and Tom, not,
right.
yeah, not
yeah.
Ariana. We're so team her, and she's just, like, thriving.
Well,
so that's
like good. I said before, there is no other team. It's just Ariana.
Yeah. And, of course, we have to talk about these things because it's the biggest what's going on right now, and this is a reality podcast. So we're always going to hit over different reality stuff. And, you know, our point of view is a little bit different because we've actually been through it. We know what it's like to film a show, and we actually know these people.
Yeah, we hang out with them on a regular basis. So
we have a spa day tomorrow. I'm so excited.
What do you have?
I have a spa day tomorrow.
What are you doing at the spa?
I'm going to a spa day.
Wait a minute. Time out.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Yeah.
You're going to the spa with who?
Ariana, Sheena, Lala,
Wait,
and their moms.
To... Oh, I
yeah,
didn't know
and
that.
A couple other people. Yeah. I'm getting a massage,
bad. Oh, you definitely do.
I think I wrote it down on our calendar.
That's the problem. Okay, here we go. Can I explain this?
We have a handwritten calendar at home. It's so, like, if we don't have our calendar with us, we have no clue what's going on.
Exactly. And if it's not written in the calendar, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
I don't
but
care
you
what
don't have
you
nothing
do.
Going on tomorrow.
No. I just like to know that I'm on baby duty.
Well, I'll just be gone during the day for a couple hours, and then I'll be home because my friend Kara gets in tomorrow night, and her son DM, they're coming to stay with us for the weekend, and we're going to the Lil Wayne concert tomorrow. I'm so excited. Saturday.
It is Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
So
it's kind of like a Mother's Day thing. It's just the girls going.
Oh, yeah.
Erica and Lala's mom, Lisa, they'll all be there as well.
Oh, I wish your mom was here for it.
I know. She would love to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I am, is there anything else you wanted to hit on from the episode before we move on to other topics? Because, of course, recapping this stuff is just, I don't even know how to do it sometimes.
What did you
so
think
crazy.
About Katie being on Watch What Happens Live? I thought she looked great.
Oh,
I
she looked amazing.
She handled herself well.
Yeah.
She always talks so well on those things, and she always covers everything well. And
her like theory was good too.
Her theory was very good.
Yeah, where she was saying that she thinks that, you know, Raquel and Tom kissed or whatever in Mexico, but then after that she was saying kind of like that Tom was probably getting jealous about it and told Tom after the fact. Do you think Tom knew before Mexico or after Mexico?
You know what? Is as close as we are.
So I think Tom wouldn't pursue Raquel, basically.
I think Katie has a point there. I it's always going to, no one's ever going to really know when
like
he,
how long he knew.
He's never going to break
because
that.
Your theory was that Tom had Tom kiss Raquel so that it would like take
the heat off of him
and nobody would like get suspicious.
Tom has a weird personality where he wouldn't mind him kissing somebody he likes. I feel like Tom Schwartz could probably kiss Ariana and it wouldn't bother him. Like he's got that weird situation where that wouldn't bother him. So he wasn't thinking about what was going to happen after the aftermath.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, take the heat off me because I feel like walls are closing in. You know, after that beach day and all that stuff.
People were seeing him dancing at the Abbey together and people were already starting to question things. And, you know, he was probably like, oh, crap, this is going to happen. This is going to come out.
I think he was starting to get worried, and I think he was trying to, you know, fix the situation a little bit. But that is a good theory that Katie has, and obviously she's the closest to all this, so she would know. I think my theory is good, too, as well. I think, you know, they're both pretty good. Who knows? Like I said, I think, you know, the point of the story, I think Tom knew a lot longer than we think. And I think he was just stressed out because, like I said, if they didn't have this restaurant and everything going on, I think it would have been a little less stressful for Schwartz. But the fact that, you know, he has all this money tied up in this restaurant, and I think it just – it's a downward spiral and it's a bad look for their company. And I just think that's not fair to do to Tom Schwartz. Like I said this before, you know, Sandoval put Schwartz in such a bad, bad, bad position. There was no winning for Schwartz. You know, it's his friend, but Ariana's is also his friend. You know, like what – it's not his duty either to come forward.
Yeah, but it just sucks to find out that he knew. Like, and to find out anybody knew, that's just got to be so painful.
Yeah, he should have gave Sandoval an ultimatum. He's like, listen, you have 2 days to tell her I'm going to because this is going to blow up huge.
Jax, you definitely need to start drinking more water. I will say that.
I know. Water is so boring, though. It really is.
Yeah, but it's so good for you, and everyone needs to drink more water. It's good for your skin, good for everything. I mean, it just helps with so much.
I know. You're right.
Most people know they should be drinking more water and fewer sweetened beverages, but plain water is boring. That's where Hint comes in. Hint infuses pure water with fruit essences to create surprisingly accurate fruit flavors without any sugar, diet sweeteners, or calories. That's another thing. A lot of these like water companies and stuff, they don't use sugar, but they'll still have like all the fake sugars and stuff in there,
aspartame,
which are so bad for you. Hint has more than 25 flavors, classics like watermelon, blackberry, and pineapple, as well as delicious mashups like blueberry lemon and peach raspberry, plus cherry crisp, apple, coconut, many more.
Zero sugar, zero diet sweeteners, and zero calories.
Hint is great for everyone in the family, kids, teens, men, women, healthy people, people trying to get healthy, new moms, pregnant women, women trying to get pregnant, in short, humans. It's good for everyone. You can find Hint water at retail stores like Walmart, Target, and Kroger, or have it delivered direct to your home from hintwater.com. New customers can get Hint for just $1 a bottle with free shipping when they order 3 cases. That's 36 bottles for $36 and free shipping. Just use the code RealityHits at checkout.
Hey, y'all, it's Mary Payne. It's a Southern thing. It's two names like Billy Bob. And I want to invite you to listen to Pink Shade, my reality TV recap podcast. Every week, I have guest co-hosts and we do the best breakdowns and takedowns of your favorite Bravo, TLC, and WeTV shows, and sometimes documentaries, too. You can listen in April for guests like Amrit, A Family Karma, actress Deanna Chang, comedians Brandy and Julie, Bravo darling Amy Phillips, and amazing podcast hosts and friends from Reality Gaze, So Bad It's Good, A Date with Dateline, Libra Lounge, and Constant Reality Check. So join me for 3 new episodes of Pink Shade each week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can find out more at pinkshadepodcast.com.
So speaking about relationships and how, like, they were talking about having going through like dry spells and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about? Whenever Ariana and Tom and I guess Raquel were talking about how they had dry spells with their people. Big Will Motion asked, how do you keep the flame going in a long-term relationship?
Ooh.
What would your advice be for that, Jax?
Jeez. How do you keep the flame going? Well, I don't know.
We got to think of something here.
I don't know. What do we do? Try to refresh my mind. What goes on? I mean,
we watch shows on our couch.
We have a different relationship.
We spend a lot of time together. I think that's important too. Like if you were going out all the time and not spending any time with me, that would be like such a huge issue.
The difference between, I would like to say, myself and Tom Sandoval when it comes to spending time, like I like to sit home on the couch with you and talk and watch movies together and have movie nights, where Sandoval cannot sit at home. He can't. He has to be out drinking or doing something. And then like Ariana said, she gets the crap left over after he comes home at 2 or 3 in the morning. Hammered, he'll say, hey, let's hook up or whatever. And she wants a little more than that, which is understandable.
She wants to spend time. And I do think that's important, like to go and answer this question.
Yeah, sorry.
I think that, it is important to spend time together, and especially for a long-term relationship. I mean, it'll be 8 years. Actually, on the 24th of this month, we'll have been together for 8 whole years.
You know, we spend a lot of time, like Brittany just said, we spend a lot of time together. We do things together during the day. We're always, it's just her and I. We'll do things at night. We go on date nights. We literally recently just got a nanny / babysitter. So we've been going, taking time, for ourselves. You know, our intimacy life is got back on track again, I think. And I think you just got to keep things interesting. I know it's tough for a lot of people that are in relationships for a long time, because sometimes things get a little dry. It happens in everybody's relationship.
Mm-hmm,
you need to find what works for you. Sometimes going to, therapy, going to seeing a
going on an adventure together, do like a new trip, to try to like rekindle or something like that.
That's what we're doing.
A big deal. Yeah, we're wanting to go on our honeymoon. Like we've talked about it last week. We're wanting to go on our honeymoon, have some alone time.
Yeah.
Get back to like us, because especially after having a kid, it can be like you can put your own relationship on the back burner sometimes.
And with us, we skipped our honeymoon because of COVID. We were planning everything.
No, we skipped it because we were filming.
Oh, I thought it was COVID. Sorry. You're right on
COVID
that one.
COVID was after we wrapped.
You're right. I'm sorry. It all runs together.
I know.
So, like I said, it's tough. It is tough. And it's a tough question to answer, but you just got to work at it and find what works is best for you.
Another question from Tonka745 was, has time away from reality TV been good for your marriage?
100%.
Yes.
100%. We needed it.
Yeah.
We needed to kind of get a refresh, especially me. I don't know if you've watched the very last episode that I was on. I was going through a lot mentally. I was just drained. I was just drained after being on the show that long. And like, I take a lot of heat on that show. I took a lot of heat, and I just needed a break. We had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
We just got married, we bought our house, we really just needed a break.
Now you can look back though and realize the things you took for granted,
things that
you want to do differently. You can learn from a lot seeing yourself on reality TV as well. Like, it can be a tough job, but you can also learn a lot about yourself.
Oh, 100%. I watch back and I talk to a lot of people and my friends, like what I'm going to do differently, how I'm going to act differently. And I got a new grasp on things. Definitely took a lot for granted. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And, I just made a lot of stupid mistakes, but I think now, having this break has really helped me.
Yeah. So again, going back to Lil Wayne concert, because I am just so freaking excited. My friend Kara's coming in. I'm taking her for her birthday to the Lil Wayne concert. Her son DM's coming. He's 8. So while we go to the concert, Jax is going to have a boys' night and he's going to hang out with DM and Cruzy.
Yeah, we're going to have
fun. So you're going to be by yourself, a little guys' night.
We're going to build forts. We're going to watch movies. We're going to eat snacks.
You're going to build forts.
Yeah, well, that's what you do when you have kids around. You build forts, eat snacks, watch movies.
Yes. So for those of you who don't know, I love Lil Wayne. I love all the 90s, early 2000s, all that kind of music and stuff is like the best to me. I've seen Lil Wayne so many times. One time, I will say, this is a funny story. We saw Lil Wayne during spring break, they would come to Panama City Beach and he was there. And I just remember that so much. It was so fun. But I was cheerleading at EKU during this time. And me and a bunch of my friends were at Panama City spring break. And this was so crazy that I did this, but we were drinking as soon as we got there. You're so young. We're 21, whatever. And all the cheerleaders and stuff, we hadn't even caught we hadn't even checked into our hotel room yet. So me and the cheerleaders are like doing tumbling passes on the beach. I fell on the beach in front of everybody and broke my front tooth in half. First day of spring break, before we had even checked into our hotel room, and I had to go to the emergency dentist so drunk and have happy gas at the same time and get a half of a tooth put on, and it was just mortifying. Everybody saw it happen. I had like a swollen face and such sensitive teeth the entire time. I mean, it was crazy.
Well, that's...
Why are you not talking?
I'm letting you tell your story. I have a tendency to talk over you sometimes, and I talk fast, so I'm letting you explain your story.
Well, it was just crazy, and it's just like, I'm just thinking of like old like little Wayne stories, and like how me and my friends on our way to go to the concert, we would like play slap the bag and pass around like a bag, a bagged wine, and you had to like chug it as fast as you can and slap it. I mean, we were crazy.
You have a lot of teeth issues. You've had teeth issues on the show. You've had teeth issues right before a big photo shoot in New York. You've had a lot of issues with your front teeth.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. That time that I had
that was a crazy story. Root canal the day before your Cosmo Vogue
Glamour magazine. It was Glamour magazine shoot, and we were doing Watch What Happens Live, and I all of a sudden got a horrible infection in my front tooth. The same one that I broke, because they eventually had to put a crown on it, and that one got infected, and it went like, it shot all the way up my face. So my whole face was completely swollen, and I was so sad because I had a huge Glamour magazine shoot, and it was a huge deal for me.
Every girl's dream.
Yes.
You were basically doing the Sex and the City version of when she got to wear
Cosmopolitan. But my Glamour.
The point of the story is like, you got to wear all these wedding dresses whatever.
That was a different shoot though. That was Cosmopolitan before the wedding. That was like an amazing shoot for me. But the shoot that I actually, my tooth thing where I had the swollen face was the Glamour magazine shoot. And how amazing to be featured by Glamour magazine. And of course I'm swollen as can be. But a funny thing about that story is that Jax had to act as like my dentist assistant, because I had to go in after hours to get this taken care of, and it was the most painful thing ever. I mean, I was screaming in pain, and my doctor needed help, so Jax had to like hand him the utensils and do different stuff like that. But you had to be my little assistant during that day, and he had to like hold my hand and help the doctor. And it's just so funny to think of Jax like helping my dentist in there. That was painful, though.
I bet it looked painful. I mean, your face was the size of a balloon, and your eye was closed. It was pretty. It was crazy.
Oh, it was so crazy. But the shoot and everything ended up being great. And the Watch What Happens Live was great. I just looked a little puffy and swollen. People were like, did she get filler? Did she get filler? I'm like, no, I just had a horrible root canal the day before I had to fly to New York. It was just such a crazy thing to happen out of nowhere, too. I don't even know why it started, but yeah, that was crazy. But either way, I'm so excited for Lil Wayne. It's going to be so much fun.
And then Sunday, I know we told you this last week, we have Mother's Day.
Yep.
And now we are up to, I think, 10 or 11 people. We got me, you, Lala, Alisa, Lala's mom. We got Easton, Lala's brother. We got Leo, Logan. We got Nia, Daniel. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of people. So we're very excited. We're going to Moonshadows, and it's going to be a really good Mother's Day. Like I said, I've been working
Everybody's asking what you are going to do. That's romantic
I know.
For me.
We'll talk about it next week.
Pull it off.
I've been working really hard on this Mother's Day. Like I said, I know I slacked in the past on a couple birthdays, so I'm working really hard on this one. And I'm excited. We'll talk about it next week.
Like I said, you don't have to spend money. Just something sweet and romantic is all I'm looking for.
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I took time. I planned early. Everything's going according to plan. I got one that I want to talk about. Okay. Brian Shoulder says, do you miss the restaurant business, and how did you deal with the fame while serving tables? Well, I definitely don't miss the restaurant business. I had a lot of fun, though, working at Sir. And like I've said this before, working at Sir with everybody was not like a real job. Like going to Sir, it was just like I was getting
– a party.
It was a party. I was getting paid to have fun, and it wasn't a normal job. So do I miss – I mean, I guess I do. I miss the being young and going in there again, and it was fun. It was like a club scene, and there's always something new every night. That part of it was fun. But the actual working in a restaurant part of it, no, I don't miss that part at all. And I didn't really serve tables. I was behind the bar.
World's worst bartender.
I was the world's worst bartender. Lisa did not.
You were definitely just hired for your looks.
I was 100%. Funny story. So obviously Sir makes really good drinks. They make extravagant drinks that take, you know, more than 30 seconds to make. It's not like your normal bar where it's a vodka Coke or vodka soda. We have like martinis and strawberry martinis and mojitos and
Things you have to muddle.
All these complicated drinks where you have to muddle and put syrup in and take time and watch things. And I literally was not doing that. I was not having it. I would purposely say, yeah, we're out of this. We're out of that. We don't do that on Sunday. And one time I said, we don't do that on Sundays.
We don't muddle mojitos.
We don't muddle mojitos on Sundays. I was just, let's just Jack and Coke. Let's do vodka on the rocks, you know, martinis. Let's keep it simple. But, you know, I didn't really have to serve tables, which was easier for me than the girls because the girls actually had to go up to the tables and talk to people. Yeah. I had a bar separating me from the person, so they could only get so close.
I will say for a little behind the scenes thing, like I worked there for like 2 years, but as like the show just kept getting more popular and people started knowing who you were, it was harder to work actual shifts because if we were filming or something, you know, they have to take you away to film and then other people have to start covering your tables and stuff. And that became a thing where people who like weren't on the show, I feel like would get like a little like angry because they would have to like help and like cover your tables or like pick up the slack because you had to go film. So it, that did become a thing for sure while working at Sir and filming there. But yeah, and as it got more popular, it got crazier because you would go up to a table and people would like know who you were. So that was like a whole thing.
Yeah.
But it was a fun experience.
No, it's a super fun experience. Yeah. And I was so humbled by it. Like, it's really awesome. I'm not going to lie. Like, being on a show and then actually having people come in and talk to you and want to take pictures with you and knowing your life, you know, it was really, really cool. I mean, again, I was on the show for 8 years. So, yeah, the first 4 years, it was fun. Did it get a little tiring? Yeah, there were times where, you know, like anybody else, you get stressed or you get annoyed by things after a while. But I always knew, you know, this was a blessing. You know, people would give their left arm to be on a show like this. And it was a lot of fun. And It was just a different scenario. It's not like we're actors where people are paid to be a certain way and then they leave that set and they go home to be a real person. This is who we are. So people follow the show and they know exactly what we're going through and they know our lives sometimes better than we do.
Well, and think about how cool it was because what other show do people actually get to go into a restaurant where they might be able to see like the cast there? Like it was, I think it was very unique that you were able to actually go into those restaurants and you would maybe get to see like Stassi serving you your table or Jack serving your, you know, being behind the bar. Like it was just such a different spin on what a normal reality TV and what a normal like show would be like.
I definitely remember talking about this seasons 1, 2, and 3. Like this was the only reality show where you could actually see the cast working, like you just said. That was one of the coolest things about the show. And I think that's why the restaurant got so popular because, you know, you watch an actor on TV, you're never going to see that person, but you could actually watch the episode and then go to Sir the next week and see these people working. So it was actually really, really cool.
Yeah. I think that's cool too. Okay, we just got the cutest little koala bear sent to us from KiwiCo. Cruz loves it. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your kids busy, challenged, and off their screens. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together. We're constantly trying to find little projects and things that Cruz can do so that he's not watching TV and like he's more, you know, interactive with us. So this is such a great product for that. KiwiCo is a super cool subscription box for your kids that offers multiple lines of fun and enriching projects that are designed to spark creativity, innovation, and learning.
They have developmentally appropriate projects for every child and interest level from newborn to teens.
KiwiCo has developed over 2,000 projects in STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Simply select a crate or take their quiz to find out the perfect match. Pick a delivery plan and watch your kids' excitement when they get their crates in the mail.
Each crate comes with multiple projects that will keep them busy for hours and off their screens, which is so great. Redefine play with KiwiCo. Right now, get 50% off of your first month. Crates start at just $14 per month, plus free shipping on any crate line at KiwiCo.com. Promo code REALITY.
50% off your first month, plus free shipping at KiwiCo.com. Promo code REALITY.
KiwiCo.com. KiwiCo.com. Promo code REALITY. Okay, so May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we have a question from Robbie Annie, and she says, actually, it's not a question, it's more of a statement. I have struggled with mental health like Jack's. The fact that he is so open on TV is a blessing.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you for saying that. I feel like being open about it is extremely important because you see people that struggle with this and they do really bad things to themselves. Sometimes they take their own lives. So again, I think being on a reality show, it's pretty clear that I struggle with mental health and I've tried so many different things and I'm still trying different things and I'm always going to struggle with it for the rest of my life. I mean, luckily I have a great support system like my wife and my family, but being on a reality show, and obviously taking a lot of the heat like I've done over the years, it wears on you, you know, like you never know what's coming. And basically also you have to remember we film the show, I go through it and then I have to go through it again when it comes on the air. So it's almost like a double whammy. Dealing with it, out in the open is just important because, you know, maybe somebody can help me out there that they're like, hey, listen, I tried this and I'd be like, oh, okay, maybe I can try that.
It's also really relatable. Like whenever you put yourself out there and like people relate to things that you could be going through too, you know?
Right. And I get that a lot. Everyone's like, you know, you're kind of a relatable guy. It's so nice that you're open and honest to talk about it. I'm like, yeah, because like we're all struggling with it at some point. Everybody's kind of deals with it at some point or somehow. And I feel like we all need to work on this together. It's not just pop a pill and you hope you feel better. Like we need to find the root of the issue and how we get to this way. Like, you know, if I go back onto TV, I don't want this to be a problem. And how am I going to fix this? And how am I going to be aware of it? Mm-hmm. So
always check on your friends and try to stay positive.
Yeah. You know, yeah, definitely always check on your friends and you know, the ones that, need it the most are usually the quietest. Mm-hmm. So always check on your friends. Yeah. And like I said, I have a great support system. I have great friends. I have a great family. I have great in-laws, a great wife. And you know, if I do have a problem, I say, hey, listen, can we chat about this? And what's the best way to go about it? I've noticed myself even the last couple of months, like, hey, kind of check instead of I usually do things on my own and I get in trouble for it. So now I'm kind of asking advice to people, my friend group or my wife, say, hey, this came up. Should I do A, B, or C? So again, just being open about it, talking about it with friends and you know, there's no reason at all to be ashamed. Everybody mm-hmm. in the world is dealing with mental healthness in some way, shape, or form, especially the way the world is right now. It's a crazy world mm-hmm. we live in. So it's very good to be open about it. And I'm Robbie, Annie, I'm not sure if that's your name. If you ever have anything you want to talk about, DM me at Mr. Jax Taylor on Instagram. I would love to talk to you about it. So
yeah, it's really good to be open and honest about that kind of stuff. I mean, I've been through like postpartum depression myself, so it can be a whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's always good to have people to talk to.
Everybody's always going through something, you know. It's just good to check in with people.
For sure.
And don't be scared about it. Don't be embarrassed. There's no reason for that.
I agree so much. Okay, so switching gears. Jax just put new turf in our backyard. And he is obsessed with it, which I'm very shocked because you're all about mowing the yard. So whenever he started talking about getting turf in our backyard. I know if you guys follow us on Instagram, you've seen all the videos of Jax mowing the yard. Like when we first moved into our house, he was like mowing our neighbors' yards without asking them and stuff. It was like such a whole thing. You getting turf was a kind of a shocker to me. It does look great though, I will say.
That's so funny you said that because our neighbor has a ring light and he called me. He's like, did you mow our grass? I caught you on our cameras. I was like, yeah, I got a new lawnmower and your grass looked long, so I mowed it.
Oh my gosh. That's why I was kind of shocked that you wanted the turf. It's only in our backyard. It's not in our front yard.
I still need to cut grass. So I kept the front yard fully green and it looks beautiful. Here's the reason why. Obviously, Cruz and having kids. And I'm telling you right now, the turf, I went to a company called Turf World, who's absolutely amazing. And if you guys ever want to use them or use them, use at Turf World, they are the greatest. But anyway, we'll get into that later. We have kids. And we're going to have more. And we have people over our house all the time. It is impossible to keep my grass alive, green.
Well, especially because we have the playground thing now. We have like a whole swing set in the backyard for Cruz.
There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things going on in our backyard and it's just too hard to keep everything alive and keep everybody clean. So I was like, you know what? Let's turf the backyard, which is I've been staring. All I do is stare at it.
Yeah, he just stares at it like an old man just staring at it.
I just my coffee in the morning and I stare at my backyard. It looks so perfect. It's like carpet in my backyard. I love it. So I had to do it and I made the best decision with it. And like I said, no fertilizers, no watering, no maintenance. It's a win-win for everybody. But I still get to cut my grass in the front yard. So I still have that.
I told him, I said, if we're going to get turf and you're like not going to be doing as much yard work, you better make sure there is no weeds or anything in the landscaping. Because like you take care of the outside of the house, I take care of the inside of the house. Like I clean, I decorate, I get like all the furniture and all that stuff together. And you were always just like so obsessed with the backyard. So it was just such a shock to me.
I'm going to post some videos. You guys will see it. Like I said, I use Turf World. They are an amazing company. Check them out. But yeah, it was a must. And it was like, it's just the coolest thing. It's my favorite thing right now.
Yeah. It's like, I just had to bring it up because it's like making him so happy.
I don't know how many men listen to this, but women out there, if you haven't turfed your backyard and you have kids, I would strongly, strongly suggest it. You will spend so much more time out in the backyard.
In California,
because obviously the weather's different here. But we've had the turf now for what? 5 days. I've literally been outside more in the last 5 days in my backyard than I have in months. And it's just because I love being outside now in the backyard. It's just so – it's like an extension of my patio. And I'm not going to talk too much more about this, but
it's wives, such a dad thing, I feel like.
It is a dad thing. Wives, get your husbands on the turf game. It's a game changer. You will spend way more time outside. And Cruz absolutely loves it. He's doing somersaults out there. He's laying down in it. Dogs love it. It's been awesome. Anyway, well, enough of the turf.
We have to do an update.
We got to do another update.
You need to – put it on blast. We're going to keep talking about it until it is settled.
Until Randall pays me my – Randall Ives, who we're going by now. Randall Emmett Ives, whatever his name is, still hasn't paid me.
Nope.
Still hasn't paid me. He owes me a whopping $75,000. My lawyer has reached out to his lawyer, and he has gone radio silent now. So
everybody, if you're listening to this, keep blasting him on Instagram. Pay us back.
Taking money from a Family Guy. You are a scumbag. And I truly trusted you to make the right decisions. And you told me like, hey, this is how it's going to be. And you knew all this before going into COVID. And I asked you making sure this is what's going to happen. And you just are not pulling through on your end.
And if he's doing it to you, I'm sure he's doing it to many other people.
I got actually two more emails from other people that I can't tell the names that saying he is he's delinquent on paying them. So I'm not the only one, but you know, a lot of these big companies can afford to take these kind of losses. I can't. So $75,000 is a lot of money for me. That's money that goes to my kids' education, you know, our mortgage, whatever. So stay on Randall. Make sure he pays me my money. Doing everything on my end.
Yeah.
You know, now he's gone radio silent with our lawyers. I don't know where we're going to go from here on this. But anyway.
All I know is we're never speaking to him again. He sucks.
Yeah, he's a terrible person.
I'm Lola.
And I'm Megan.
And we're the hosts of Trust Me, Cults, Extreme Belief, and Manipulation. We both have childhood cult experiences, and we're here to debunk the myths about people who join them
and show that anyone can be manipulated.
Our past interviews include survivors and former members of the Manson family,
NXIVM,
MS-13, Teal Swan,
Heaven's Gate,
Children of God, and the Branch Davidians. Join us every week as we help you spot the red flags.
Get new episodes of Trust Me every Wednesday on Podcast One
or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a question from Tony Roman P. Where are the new episodes of Watch with Brittany and Jax? Everybody has been asking. We were only contracted to do 3 episodes. We would have loved to do more because that was such a fun job. And I really appreciate everybody watching it because we've gotten such good feedback. But that's why we're going to keep recapping the episodes on our podcast so that you guys still get a little bit of the juice from our side and our point of view. We wouldn't normally be watching all the episodes like this, but it's because this is literally what everybody is talking about right now.
Everybody wants to know. And
everybody's
people are literally, you know, tuning into the podcast to get the tea. So we really appreciate that. So, yeah, we'll keep doing it as long as it's on. And what's the, you know.
But it's like I'm glad that everybody's asking what is going on because everybody's like, where's the episodes? Where's the episodes? But, yeah, it was just a 3-episode contract. But it was so much fun. We would obviously love to do more of it. But like I said, we're going to keep it recapping it until we get to the reunion on here. And then we're also going to go over other reality shows. We're going to start having some guests on. It's just all going to be so much fun. Okay. People keep asking. This is from Micah 13. Are you guys returning to Pump Rules next season or would you consider it? I feel like this has been all around recently.
I know. It's the biggest question we get. And, you know,
we wouldn't say no by any means. We'd have to see what's going on and what it would be like. But we don't have any, like, for sure set in stone plans right now. I think we should make that clear because I feel like it's been going around that we are 100% it has been going around. Back.
Some podcast people are saying we're coming back. Some people, you know.
But we also have other things in the works.
There's a lot of things going on. Like I said before, we are going to have an extremely busy summer and we're really excited. But I think you guys are going to be excited too. So we'll just leave it at that until we can tell you guys further. But we're excited and we want to tell you more, but we just, you know, we can't say much more right now on this whole topic.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of questions about that and definitely a lot about what happened to the watch with Brittany and Jack. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, it's kind of not our say on that whole Peacock thing. You know, they said, like Brittany said, they contract us to do three. I'm not sure if it wasn't in their budget or whatever, but they loved it. They were happy about it. But yeah.
It was a fun job.
It was fun.
This is a question from Langsdorf Sullivan. Are you pregnant? No, I'm not pregnant.
Let's get that very clear. Brittany is not pregnant.
No, but I would like to start trying after the summer.
After the summer, we would probably try sooner, but again, it's going to be a really busy summer, and Brittany wants to have a little bit of fun. So yeah. We'll probably start
trying. I want to be able to have a couple tequila shots.
Yeah, you know Brittany and her tequila. So we'll probably start trying. What do you think?
After the summer is when I want to start.
You got to give people a date. Like they want to know.
I don't know exactly when, but I like after the summer.
Can I schedule it in my – I want to know. yeah, so when are we going to start trying? I would say like August – Is August a good end of August?
Yeah, I think so.
So Cruz will be at the 2-year mark, which is right where we want to be.
Well, he's already at the 2-year mark, he'll be like a 2.5-ish.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So he's at the mark where I wouldn't want to go any longer. So we're.
But yes, we definitely want more, right?
Oh, yeah, one more.
But
one
no,
more.
I'm not pregnant yet, and I'm still trying to get my skinny body back. So give me some time, y'all.
She's working really, really hard, though. And like I said, she's. I love the way you look. I think you look great.
Thank you. It's just, I think because people see me and I'm still not like back to like skinny Brittany from Vanderpump Rules days, but like I also had a baby and it's been a struggle for me to lose all of my baby weight. Like it's just not as easy for me as it has been for other people. And I feel like a lot of women go through the same thing that I've gone through. Yeah, yeah. He's 2, but like I still am dealing with stuff,
and
you know?
And
I did lose a lot of weight. So
right.
give me some credit, y'all.
You've lost a lot of weight. And I think you should talk about this more. What a struggle it was for you because. Yeah. You know, we got pregnant during COVID and, you know, she did have a very rough pregnancy. And mm-hmm. I don't mean to talk on your behalf, but I was there in the bathroom with you for the whole pregnancy.
Yeah.
You were throwing up every single night from beginning to pregnancy till the
I think he only gave me like the last 3 weeks without being sick.
So I was there holding her hair up while she was puking every day.
But I did get huge. It's all worth it. I don't even care.
Yeah. We sat around the house. We ate. It was, you know, there was nothing else to do. We couldn't leave our house.
We were Netflix and chilling it up.
We were definitely Netflix
watching all the 90 Day Fiancés.
God, how much money we spent on Postmates and like groceries? Holy hell. It was a lot of fun though.
We do love 90 Day Fiancé. And since this is a reality podcast and after all this like Vanderpump drama is gone, we are so going to have to get into some of that because it is so funny and we'll definitely have some of our friends on from that show
And you know, as the villain on a TV show, I have to have other villains on because why? Because villains make reality TV.
Yeah, you have to have villains.
You got to have villains. They need to tell their story and why they're the villains and you know why they think they're misunderstood.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun things coming up. But so speaking of villains, let's go to the troll of the week.
Troll of the week.
Troll of the week.
This says more Brittany, less Jax. I have been actually loving the podcast, but whoa, Jax needs to let Brittany talk. The last episode was all Jax, and he repeats himself throughout the episode. Tedious, I think we all know Brittany is such a joy to listen to. Thank you. I want to hear her positive, loving thoughts, not the amped up, repetitive, ego-filled rants of Jax. Honestly, I had been somewhat surprised that Jax was tolerable in other episodes, but I hope producers will coach them towards more balance. Jax keeps saying the whole episode that he's sorry if he's talking over me.
I don't mean to talk over people I talk over people a lot. It's just because
you get excited.
I get excited and the information is going into my brain faster than I can say it. And I'm so scared that I'm going to forget it. We're new on this podcast. Okay. We just started this. Give us a little bit of a break. I do agree that I do talk over Brittany sometimes and we're still trying to find that happy medium where, you know, we can just flow, you know, easy. It's not easy. easy doing a podcast. It really isn't. I mean, we work together, we live together, do this, and it always flows at home. But doing a podcast, it's tough. You want it to flow.
We want to make sure everybody's having the fun listening to us.
Yeah,
as much fun as we're having doing it.
And I apologize to whatever. What's her name? Whatever her name is. I apologize to if I made people feel that way, if I was a little aggressive. But yeah, I have a lot to say, and sometimes I just get overly excited. So I apologize.
But you'll close your eyes and you'll just talk really fast.
Yeah, sometimes I close my eyes. I don't know if you guys watch the videos, because like I said, the information is coming out faster than I can say it. And that's just part of the ADD in me, I guess.
Yeah. We got it though. I think we're doing good.
Do I talk over you a lot?
Not at home.
I'm here, I do, right?
Not all the time, honey.
Yeah.
I just think we'll be talking and like you all get a thought in your head and you want to get it out right then.
Yeah. I always, because like it comes in and then it leaves. I get like, I can't retain it. I don't know where that's coming from, but I don't know.
Either way, I love you. It's fine.
And I love you too. And that's all that matters.
And we're having so much fun too. So that's good. All right. That is it for this week's episode of When Reality Hits with Jackson Brittany. Make sure you follow me on @Brittany on Instagram. I'll be asking you guys for questions to ask us that we'll answer every single week.
Okay. So next week we have a lot to talk about. We're going to dive in what I did for Mother's Day. And we're also going to recap the finale.
The final episode.
The final episode of
Hopefully
Vanderpump
we're getting
Rules.
To a closure.
I know. I feel like we're beating a dead horse here. I feel like the horse has been
dead.
It's
what everybody wants to know, though. It's all these questions we're getting from people are all about it. So when reality hits, reality's hitting hard right now.
It is hitting hard. It is really hitting hard right now. So we'll recap all that. We'll dive more into Sheena's birthday party. We didn't get to talk about that much this week. We'll dive more into that, and we'll see you guys next week. Keep bringing in the questions. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Also, keep bringing in the troll of the week, because I love getting into that.
We love to have our say and be able to get back to people. Yeah, but see you guys every Tuesday on When Reality Hits. Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
Hey, y'all, it's Mary Payne. It's a Southern thing. It's two names, like Billy Bob. And I want to invite you to listen to Pink Shade, my reality TV recap podcast. Every week, I have guest co-hosts, and we do the best breakdowns and takedowns of your favorite Bravo, TLC, and WeTV shows, and sometimes documentaries, too. You can listen in April for guests like Amrit, A Family Karma, actress Deanna Chang, comedians Brandy and Julie, Bravo darling Amy Phillips, and amazing podcast hosts and friends from Reality Gaze, So Bad It's Good, A Date with Dateline, Libra Lounge, and Constant Reality Check. So join me for 3 new episodes of Pink Shade each week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. You can find out more at pinkshadepodcast.com.